Numerology is a system of ancient codes found in our birth information that gives insight to the lessons we each must learn in this lifetime. Elizabeth Summers is a medium and esoteric numerologer offering her knowledge of ancient wisdoms to help fellow travelers towards a more enlightened and peaceful path. Join her now for the magical world of numbers.
Well, hello everyone and welcome to the magical world of numbers. I'm your host, Elizabeth Summers, and I am an esoteric numerologist, an ancient tarot card reader, and a student of astrology. I love all those things, and I kind of put them together to give you insight as to who you are as a soul coming into this incarnation. And each week when we visit the magical world of numbers, I try to be as practical as possible, as insightful as possible. I am talking to you from a beautiful town north of Denver in Denver, in Colorado. And we're having one of those very special early spring days that the white fluffy clouds on the blue skies with the green grass just gives you itches to go out and be in the sunshine. But no, I decided to come into my office and spend this time with you on BBS Radio to talk to you about numerology and how numbers are greatly influencing your life, whether you know it or not, but they are magical. For the last several weeks, I have been talking to you about the importance of knowing about a person's birthday number. And why is that so? Because your birthday number, which your soul decided to be born under, influences your life as a personality, influences your life as a temperament. And so know that between the ages of 30 and 55 years of age, your temperament, your birthday number, is a huge influence. It influences the career that you choose. It influences the personality that you have. It influences the direction that your life will eventually go as a career. And so it ties in with your bigger formula that is used of your month, day, and year of birth. That's called your life path, your life purpose, your life lesson. Your birthday number is the one-third of the component of that even bigger number. And so for the last few weeks, I've been talking to you about what the number 1 means, and 10-1, and 19-1, and 28-1. Because the birthday numbers 1 through 9, those are the basic birthday numbers. But then it goes up the ladder of intensity. Those intensity ladders are called octaves in numerology. And some birthday numbers have 3 octaves. Some have 4 octaves. It's like going up the ladder of intensity. The fourth step up that ladder, which for the number 1, which we talked about previously, the number 1, which was a 28-1, still contained the basic number 1, still contained 28, as do a 10, still had that in there. But the 28 added more flavor to that birthday number of a 1. So if you listen to the archives on BBS Radio for the last couple weeks, I have talked to you about the numbers 1, 2, and 3 as your birthday number. Now I'm going to talk to you about the birthday number 4. And hopefully we'll get to 5. And if we're really lucky, we'll get to 6. Can't do much more than that today. Where does this work come from? Where does this information come from? When I visit with you in the magical world of numbers on BBS Radio, I use particularly what is called Western numerology. Numerology that was developed about 2,600-2,700 years ago by Pythagoras, the father of Western mathematics and the father of Western numerology. He wasn't just a mathematician, a left-brain kind of guy. He really was a highly evolved soul, a master guide, whose true name was Kuthumi. And Kuthumi, as a human called Pythagoras, part of his purpose was to put in concrete human being understanding how the universe works. How is this all going to come together? And so know that he developed formulas, and the formulas that are used in today's program are formulas that use the numbers 1 through 9 as codes, like a stenographer's shorthand, like symbols, if you will. The numbers have no power. It's what they represent that has the power, the information that they represent. That's the number part. What I'm going to have you write on your paper is the numeral part. And so this number of your birthday number greatly influences your life between, generally speaking, 29 to 30 years of age, all the way up to 55, 56 years of age. And then it kind of slacks off, temperament-wise, and you move into your third lane of life that's much more influenced by what your birth year adds to. Oh, sure, you still have your personality, your basic personality. But folks, you and I both know that by the time you tread through 55, 56 years of human being experience, you somewhat modify that temperament and that personality when you're 55 than from when you were 30. Sometimes you even can look back at that person that you were when you were 20 in your 20s and your 30s and say, who was that person? My heavens, look at those values that person has. The only two exceptions, and one of them we're going to deal with today, when it comes to birthday numbers that kind of stay with you from the beginning of life to the end of life, are the temperament numbers of the number 11 and the number 22. These two numbers are pervasive. They are highly energetic numbers. They are numbers that are taken on primarily by highly evolved spirit beings, highly evolved old souls. And some of you might be listening now. Before I really get into the nitty-gritty, the meat of the situation, I want to direct you to my website, ElizabethSummers.com. It's Elizabeth like the queen and Summers like the season. And those numbers are found on the homepage of ElizabethSummers.com. And while you're on that homepage, in the left-hand corner, is information about my newsletter, my free newsletter to you. It's called Little Bits of Numbers. And in that monthly newsletter that is free to you, and it comes by the email, I talk about the number of any given month, astrology, tarot, websites to visit, books to read, and spiritual guidance that I have gathered up with you in mind all the way through the previous month. It runs about 6-7 pages, such a deal. And it's free for you. All you need to do is go to the contact button on my website, ElizabethSummers.com. Click that contact button, send me an email, and tell me to sign me up. And it is yours. The next edition will be on its way. While you're on that website, click on that button, Readings and Channelings, and see all of the private readings that I do for clients, all of the private readings that I can do for you, with the sole intention of using this ancient information to particularly help you in your journey of life. ElizabethSummers.com. And so today we begin our journey, exploring yet again another birthday number, another temperament. We have already traveled through birthday numbers 1, 2, and 3. Number 3 is the bubble. Number 3 is the energetic, creative, actor, very expansive, very verbal. And I point that out to you because the number 4 temperament is kind of the opposite. Some of the key words for the number 4 temperament have to do with a personality that has a strong desire for stability, a strong desire for security. They are people, by their temperament, who really believe in a strong foundation. They like to be practical. They like to be very reliable. They're like the salt of the earth kind of temperament people. They're usually very honest and very fair. They don't like to make waves. They like to play by the rules, play by the book. And so, therefore, they are very stable, A to B, B to C, C to D kind of temperament people. Their temperament creates lifestyles that are conducive to married life, military life, working within corporations, being happy and content to sit behind a desk and do an 8-to-5. They are the planners, the organizers. If they are going to take a trip, they will have reams of paper and a AAA triptych that has laid out where we're going to begin, how much gas it's going to take, what is our first stop, researching the restaurants along the way. Their temperament is very organized. The key word for the number 4 temperament is self-discipline. Self-discipline. Number 3 doesn't have a lot of self-discipline. It's very creative. It's like a little hummingbird energy that fits here, there, and everywhere frequently. That's very creative. This is the number 3 I'm talking about. That's very creative and can start a lot of things, but doesn't finish a lot of things. The number 4 is the finisher. So if you're in a relationship where you're a 3 and your partner is a 4, it's kind of, in a way, butting heads. Because the 3 is going to find the 4 kind of stodgy. Not a risk taker. Not too loosey-goosey. And the 4 is going to lose its patience because the number 3 can be a little sloppy. Can be a little into this, into that, and doesn't finish anything. So knowing the temperaments and the personality explanations of a person is important, especially in relationships. On the first rung of a ladder, on the first octave, if you will, of the birthday number, four is the plain old ordinary four. Now, it doesn't mean that people who have this temperament are plain and ordinary. It simply means that this is the simplest, lowest rung of the ladder energetically of the four combinations of birthday numbers. There's 4, 13, 4, 22, 4, and 31, 4. See the ladder going up the ladder? They all add to a 4, but the double number gives it a little bit of a wrinkle. A little bit of, it's like, you know, the basic number is like that little proverbial basic black dress. I mean, a 4 is a 4 is a 4. But a 13-4 or a 22-4 or a 31-4 is like jewelry, accessories that give an additional outlook, impression, viewpoint, information. Adjustment about the basic little plain old number 4. The number 4 can be very reserved. Now, this is going to apply to some degree, to all of the 4 birthday numbers. The basic number 4. Simple number 4 birthday number is very reserved and very conservative and very disciplined and organized. They can be very analytical and hardworking, and they love their home. Why? Because it gives them a security blanket. It's their Linus factor, like from Charlie Brown. They will be out there mowing their lawns on Saturdays, pruning the bushes, because they like things neat, tidy, and organized. It makes them feel their outside world mirrors and reflects to them an inner feeling, emotionally speaking, of security. Everything's in order. That makes them happy campers. The number 4s love their home. The number 4 temperament would be a temperament that would do research, genealogy research, because they like roots. Roots for their, where did my uncle come from? My grandmother? Where are my generations? What is my, it anchors them, it gives them roots, something to hold on to. Their family and their country are the most important values to them. Therefore, one could say that there's a strong possibility that the 4 temperament, politically speaking, would lean toward the conservative political concepts. The careers that they would choose would be careers that had a methodical approach to them. A to B, B to C, C to D. One of a really good career, it's usually connected, the number 4 temperament is usually connected to business in some fashion. But you know, it's also connected to construction, to the building industry, to, I mean, when you build a house, don't you want someone to have that A to B, B to C function about how they go about it and not just haphazardly slap this up and that up and whatever. You want to have someone who architecturally knows how to deal with plans and building and what comes first and what goes second, and you lay the foundation and you don't put the roof on right away. So interestingly enough, careers that are connected to the this temperament are very business-oriented, among others, but also very connected sometimes to construction, housing, architecture, residential housing, things along those lines. Even real estate, I'm not going to rule, it depends on what else is in the chart. The 4 basically in a nutshell, says that this person appreciates form and order. Very hardworking, very practical. You know, you won't really find the word sense of humor to be the first quality associated with the number four. Sense of humor associated with the birthday number three? Yes. Number four? Not really. And if it is, it's kind of a cerebral, almost off the wall. You have to really be paying attention to get their humor. It's a little, you know, what I call off the wall. It's like you have to think about it a little bit. Yes, they like to rest and relax and have fun. But, you know, they're not slap happy kind of folks. The one thing that they do have to guard against, this goes for all of them, is stubbornness. Why? Because they do not like change. They do not like their cage rattled, metaphorically speaking. They do not, they're not the most fluid temperament. And if there's too many changes, and you know that even includes changing the furniture in the house. I know someone who is married to a temperament person four, really a 13-4 that we're going to talk about next. And she liked to change furniture around all the time. And that's a good thing, folks, because it moves the energy around in the house. We're not talking about feng shui stuff. But when you move energy around, bring in new colors, take this out, bring that in, it psychologically is very uplifting to you and your soul. But it is also moves dead energy that may have been stuck, especially in the corners of the room. Well, I tell you, there were times when that couple almost went to divorce court over the furniture changing because there was no need for it. What are you doing this for? So, stubbornness, overwork, workaholics. Why do they work so much? Because of a subconscious fear that their stability and security will be rattled if they do not work. And so know that you need to be careful about being a workaholic. This temperament is kind of standoffish sometimes when people meet them because they're reserved. They don't necessarily show their emotions easily, and so they appear, not really true, but they appear to be kind of standoffish and kind of cold and not overtly friendly. But believe me, what they need to learn to do is accept change, that static electricity gets you nowhere, and be fluid and flexible. The fours are the mighty oak trees that can snap if there's too much energy put on it by a hurricane. Whereas if you are bamboo, fluid, and flexible, you will go with the flow. Go with the flow. And have more fun while you're at it. For Pete's sake, be that risk taker. Loosen up a little bit. Take off that bow tie. Loosen that tie knot. And girls, take off the girdles. You know what I mean. Now, what if your birthday number is a 13-4? We still have the 4 thing going on. But the 13-4 really indicates a great lover of family, of tradition, and really can be a natural organizer. But that little 3 in there and that 1 in there now brings a additional energy to the whole scenario. When you have a double number, like a 13 or a 22 or a 31, whatever number comes first likes to lead the way. It's as though the 1 and the 3 are constantly competing with each other of who's on first. But the first number usually is the more powerful temperament-wise and leads the way. And in a 13, a 1-3, we have the 1 leading, and that 1 likes to be the leader, likes to be in charge, doesn't like to follow. likes to be the initiator, uses its head versus its heart, is the warrior. Not warrior, warrior, W-A-R-R. And the three is a happy temperament, very creative, laugh, fun. This is a nice combination for the number four. This 13th birthday person temperament can be really creative, that's the three. Can be really energetic, that's the one. And it can also be very self-disciplined and a very practical manager. That's the four that often insist on accuracy. If things are too fluid, it could be a little more fluid, but if it's too fluid, it gets a little scared. It gets a little nervous. And so it wants all the facts in order for it to, okay, all right, I'll take that risk and go along with it. This birthday suggests that there may be some health problems, especially with the bones, especially with the skeletal structure in the back, and especially the lower back, down around the waistline, down around the first and especially the first and second chakras. The first chakra at the base of the tailbone is the survival level energy, as well as bleeds into the second, which is the sexual energy. These two are very basic human energies, and if there have been in past lifetimes deep-seated survival level traumas, the memory of which is held in the first and second chakras of the spine, the 13 birthday number is going to feel it. Low back pain. Particularly, the number four and the number eight, metaphorically speaking, represent the skeletal financial structure of a person's life. The number four and the number eight, therefore, metaphorically speaking, are mirrored in the physical body through the skeletal structure. And I have seen it happen on several instances that people who have a 13 birthday number have bone issues as well as teeth issues. In tarot cards, the number 13 is the death card. The death card is a card of transition, a card of growth. Do we have a caller?
Yes, hello. Good afternoon, Elizabeth.
Is this Leilani?
No, this is a caller. And before I begin, Don said for me to tell you, quote, a very significant rise, a very significant rise.
Thank you, Don. I know what he means by that.
That's what he said, you would know.
And I'm sure he probably means it's his blood pressure.
don't say that.
No, I'm teasing. He knows I'm teasing. Well, who are you, honey?
Yes, my name is Anne. Thank you. I've been listening to you for some time and thought I'd call in today.
Well, Anne, thank you so much. You know, my middle name is Anne. Do you have an E on it or
no?
Or just A-N-N?
A-Y-N.
Say it again.
A-Y-N.
I have never seen that spelled that way. I like that.
Thank you.
Yes. And is that your full first name?
Yes.
Well, Anne, how may I help you today, dear? Do you like numerology? I guess you do if you've been listening.
Yes, I've enjoyed all your programs and wanted to get your interpretation of where I am at the moment with regards to the numbers.
Well, what I can do here is, what I can do here is tell you where you are in your nine-year cycle. You know, we talked about nine-year cycles on some of the shows.
Yes.
Yep. And so would that help you?
That would be fantastic.
Well,
now,
what
the nine-year cycle, am I at the beginning or the end of it?
Well, I'm going to calculate that out. We're putting the horse, the cart before the horse here. So, baby girl, just stick with me. So, Ann, A-Y-N-N, all I need is your month and day of birth.
Okay, October 3.
Well, you see, there is that 13. That 13, this is a different, folks, this is a different formula that is almost too much for me to go into when I talk with you each week. But there is a formula that says when I add your month and your day of birth together, I get what is called your achievement number.
Oh.
It's one of the numbers that says as a soul, because I am an esoteric numerologist, as a soul, what are you to achieve in this lifetime? And you are here to achieve major transformation connected to probably your values, quite honestly. And to answer your question, where are you in your nine-year cycle? You are in year 3.
Okay.
And I love year 3, and you should love year 3 too. Because year 3 is the Empress card, which is the card of expansion and creativity and good luck. And you've been in this since you were, since October of 06. I'm speaking to you now from an esoteric point of view. There's two schools of thought here. One goes by the calendar, which is what I usually talk about on the radio. And the other one goes through the soul. And so I am talking to you about the soul's journey.
Yes, I would.
Now, Anne?
Yes, I'm more interested in this.
And the soul strength. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's the big issue. Here's the big issue, Anne, is this. On a deeper level, and this goes for anybody who's listening, but you are in year 3, which on one hand is great for selling and teaching and traveling and buying and new hairdo and whatever. You need to watch your finances and you need to watch your weight, because this is the good life year. And Anne, you can certainly pack on the waistline during a 3-year. But on a deeper level, the number 3 represents your values. And your values are being looked at this year and need to be reassessed. And there is indication from what I see here that it is an emotional reevaluation that is in play, because you are moving through, from the numbers that I have put together here on you, you're moving through the tarot card suit of cups of emotions. There can be a young person, 30-ish or so, that is could possibly be giving you fixed this year, but what is happening is your soul is bringing in front of you, Anne, like flashcards, all types of situations, especially emotional situations, that are asking you one question. Girl, is this what you think you deserve? This year for you is about a significant, through reversals of situations, significant attitude adjustment about what it is that Anne thinks Anne deserves. That make sense to you?
Yes. I mean, well, I'm hearing what it is you're saying. My weight, I have lost weight. So could that go both ways, adding and subtracting?
Well, not usually. Well, God bless your heart. But the thing of it is that in losing weight, we make choices about what it is that's good for us. And on some, this is not a health issue. This is not a health year that needs to be concerned about. So if you've had health issues, there are other things in play that I can't just get in this brief moment of time. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But this is a year that says good luck, Anne. That says this is a good luck year, and especially here in April, so far. There are some money issues in play here in the month of May. Does that mean anything to you?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to find out about.
Yeah. May looks, you are running very good transits. There's nothing that you need to be fearful about from what I'm seeing here. And in the month of May particularly, you are under an excellent opportunity for money, property, and real estate. Do you have a real estate to sell this year?
No.
Yeah. Well, you're under the star card in May, and that says when you combine your spirituality, take your power, apply the practical, the star card says a new lease on life.
This is fantastic. Now, then, the next year would begin in October. Is that correct?
Well, the next year will begin in October, technically. That's your quote-unquote new year, like a solar year.
Okay.
In astrology, always begins at the birthday. So does esoteric numerology. But I will tell you that back up 3 months prior to October, September, August, July, starting in July, you will begin to see creepy crawl into your life your 4 year, and your 4 year, Anne, is going to be huge, from what I see here, connected to planning, organization, prior to the start of a new business, or a new house, or a new career, or a new situation. But also connected with that is some sort of out with the old.
Oh, okay.
You are moving into that. That will be really an outcropping of this year.
Okay.
So you're in an internal year of significant attitude adjustment. It has some stops and starts, but it's all about deservingness, and you're valuing you. See, and anyone who has their first name is Anne. Your first name?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that A tells me how you approach life, and that is a fire energy. I mean, you approach life head on,
yes.
And waiting is not one of your specialties.
No.
And that N says, and we have no patience about it, and we want what we want when we want it. So some of this reorganization gets a little tough for us because we are shakers and movers.
Okay.
And know that there is internal reevaluation going on this year, that next year, starting in July, but really starting in October all the way through 2008, it's going to create significant transition in your life that is growth. Don't be afraid of it. Growth. You're moving into a planning year. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do you have any questions?
So then, just mathematically, let's see. So 2008 would be 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 would be 2013, correct?
Okay.
I mean, you know, I just wanted to double check to see when all of that ended. You particularly said that this is a this year is internal, and you said that it was not a health issue, which was not a concern. Unfortunately, that is my biggest concern. I have a terrible health issue. But
let me stop you right there. I want that. What's happening here with health issues, and this is from a metaphysical point of view.
Right.
Health issues are emotional issues, And what is happening is deep-seated emotional issues and traumas. If I had more information in a chart, honey, if you had a reading with me, I could help you a lot better. I just want to share that with you. But health issues come from the subconscious and play themselves out in the emotions.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
Okay. I
know that. And it's not only the subconscious, it can be ancestry, DNA, all kinds of things. So then the health issues can be resolved through the emotional and traumas.
That's right. And if you can get to the root of the health issue, the emotional root of the health issues, and if you send me an email, I'll send you a couple titles of authors who work with at that level, all right?
Oh, that's very interesting. Okay.
Yeah. They will help you pinpoint some food for thought about the emotional issues, and it's not always in the conscious mind. Most of the time it's in the subconscious mind.
Right.
And you see, every nine-year cycle, folks, has, especially in this middle lane of life that we're talking about, it has two general issues that the soul is working on in that specific nine-year cycle. So when we visit each weekend in the magical world of numbers, I talk just about the year. Because it's a little bit more complex for me to point out on an individual basis that you could figure out yourself at home, what are your umbrella energies? But in this middle cycle, these are called your power years, and it is between the ages of 30 and 55 that the soul, through the emotions, because the emotions are the force field of the soul. And that's why when you want to manifest something, you have to feel good about it. You have to get away from the fear, and you have to feel it, because the emotions are the carriers of the spiritual energy. And what blocks the carrying of the spiritual energy is fear. And that fear comes from maybe in other lifetimes, and as a woman, being made to feel not good enough, not valued enough. And so that fear is being brought up in this 12-3 year for you to look at and get a little harumphed about and say, this is not who I am. I am a powerful, which you are, honey, by the way, a powerful female. And I can express myself. Your temperament in this lifetime is a 3 as a woman. And it says, by darn, in this lifetime, I am taking the name of Anne. I am courageous. I am a warrior. And I am, in this lifetime, going to have a temperament where I'm going to speak up. And I'm not going to run some popularity contest. And I'm not going to be afraid that I'm going to get shut down. I value me. And let the cards fall where they may. Now, I think that's a new wrinkle. That's part of your transformation that's going on here, and it's coming from the cellar of your soul, Anne.
Elizabeth, I'm older than 55. Would that change anything then?
Does it change anything? What year were we? It doesn't change it because you still have that 3 temperament. What is your age?
Well, I was born in 48.
So does that mean you don't want to tell me how old you are?
Sometimes
people don't know. I cannot tell you how many people don't know how old they are. You're 58.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, and you're going through your second Saturn return about now, 57, 58,
That's right.
And so there is very significant positive growth going on here. And you were born in when, 19 what?
48.
Yeah, 48.
October 3rd.
That's fine. The birth year influences the third lane of life, and you are under a fabulous, very important master builder code of a 22-4. That's what I was going to start talking about here in a bit. You have, your health is being used to get you in touch with your spirituality because your birth day number is a 3. Your birth year adds to a 22, which adds to a 4. And when I add the 3 of your birth day to the 4 of your birth year, I get a real general umbrella energy that covers you in your later years. It's one of the umbrella energies, and yours is a seven of spirituality, a seven of choice. And when the soul, the human being, refuses on some level slow its life down, its health is used by the soul to slow it down.
Oh, interesting.
Your soul is trying to awaken you to your inner voice, your inner spirituality. And because you are a scattered and shaker and mover and make it happen kind of gal, your health is being used to slow you down. It happens.
The number very, seven very is, interesting.
Yeah.
I know this to be 1,000% correct. I knew intuitively, but I didn't understand the why because I thought I was listening to the soul.
Yeah. Well, there is an awakening. There is an awakening that is going on here that is going to bring into your face some choices that you have to make, and especially like choices in relationships. Marital type relationships or relationships. Your soul kind of wants to have some alone time, honey.
I have been alone for over 30 years. That's
okay.
What I don't understand what that means.
Well, if you have been alone,
right,
the possibility as you grow older here now in this third lane is for another marriage or a marital type relationship. Because again, when I add the three to your birth year of a 22-4, I get another code. See, folks, these codes talk to me, and they talk to me because I have studied them like forever, and I've studied them from the tarot perspective, the astrology perspective, and the ancient numerology perspectives. And when I add Anne's birthday and her year together, the 3 and the 22, I get the code of a 25-7. Now, the 7 is the number of alone. Yes, you have been alone in order to get you to value yourself. I bet you if I did your chart, you have a hidden karma in there, a 14-5 that says in other lifetimes, you found your value through dependency and relationships, using relationships as crutches. And so, what's your middle name?
You mean the one that I was born with?
Birth certificate, middle name.
Francis.
All right. See that N in there? That N in there reinforces what I'm saying. That N is a karmic code that says past life emotional crutches, because you as a woman, we always have to see things, these codes, in light of the sex that your soul has chosen to be in this lifetime. You as a woman in other lifetimes were devalued by society, the cultures. It's still going on today in cultures. And so in order for you to feel valuable to yourself, your soul manipulated and emotionally used other people in marital type relationships to survive, probably, but to give you an identity and a value. And your soul says, well, I don't think so in this lifetime. Forget all of that.
Okay.
And so in this lifetime, we're just going to give you a little bit of alone time so that you can learn that you have value all by yourself. You are here to be, from what I see, your purpose. You are an old soul. Your purpose for your incarnation is still ahead of you to fulfill in this third lane of life. You are here on one hand to balance partnership issues, male-female issues, but on the other hand, you are here to awaken to your inner voice, because you are, your purpose in this incarnation is to be a spiritual messenger.
I know that. I know.
By the balanced way you live your life.
Right.
But returning to this, your birth year and birthday, your birthday and birth year as do a 7, yes. But there's just like these birthday numbers are double numbers, 7. There's 7, 16, 7, 25, 7. Yours is a 25, 7, and of all the 7s, 25, 7 is the one that is most conducive to marital-type relationships.
Amazing.
This stuff, folks, is so way cool. If people would just come to me, I can help.
This is incredible.
Straighten out these issues that are just driving you bats.
That's right.
Have you have your light bulb moments, and off you go like Big Bird, having a great life. Because you have information now how to handle it. Where's it coming from? What's this about? And the Chaldean system, which I use, don't talk about on the radio because it's a different system, a little complex, takes me deep into the soul's memory bank. And I combine that with the Pythagorean system, with astrology, and with the tarot that I see here. And it's just all there on 4 pages of numbers that I do by hand.
Incredible.
It is incredible, and that is the perfect. It blows me away sometimes. That's why I do all my charts by hand, because by the time I'm finished, that person energetically is there. I see that person. Sometimes it's as clear as a bell. Why? They're just a mess. And we talk about it. I put it on tape so that you can play it repeatedly till you get it, and it's over.
I can tell you that I know psychically what you're saying is 1,000% accurate, and you have given answers that I have been unable to find. Sometimes we can help everyone else but ourselves.
Yeah.
And when people use computers, I don't feel for myself that I'm getting right answers.
No computers, no.
Yeah.
No.
The computers, I think, is one obstruction, and then people are very rigid in the systems that they use. They're unflexible to try and think for themselves, and I think that's what you're doing here is you're pulling together all sorts of theories and coming up with your own.
It's kind of like, my own based on studies. You know what I mean? But having said that, I have created some Elizabethan formulas, I call them, and I have tested them on myself and on clients, and they have served to be true. I'm sure that all I'm doing in this lifetime with numerology is doing what I've done in other lifetimes, you know what I mean?
Yes.
But the thing of it is that I always look at the computer programming and what have you, which is beneficial, especially in astrology, because then all they can need to do is interpret the charts and not do all that math, you know. But it always reminds me of like Cinderella and her stepsisters. Those stepsisters kept trying to jam those big feet into that little shoe.
Yes.
And in a way, when there is this structured formulas that are very myopic, come just from one study, it's like Cinderella's big-footed stepsisters.
Yes.
Trying to squeeze whatever it is into that information. So, you know, I'm really happy that you called me.
And I am delighted and blessed that I was able to speak with you, Elizabeth, and that you were willing to give me all this information. I shall be in touch with you. It's absolutely fantastic.
Well, I am honored. And, you know, you would enjoy my newsletter. So just go ahead and sign up for my newsletter and tell your friends, because I'm here to share. I love it, love it, love it. Blessings, dear. You're on your way.
All the best, Elizabeth. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye, Anne. Well, now talk about flexibility. That was kind of exciting. And we have to thank my boss, Don, over there at the keyboard with all those buttons and what have you for allowing me to talk to Anne. You know, he's the control person. He's got all those buttons that yes, no kind of thing there, folks. And so know that you can call in to my show on the second half after I get finished sharing with you what it is that I want you to share. But I hope in my talking with Anne, I just love the way she spells her name, In my talking with Anne, you also found out some more information about yourself, about your own numerology in some way, maybe how to do your own, and you can see functioning how this work really can enlighten you to human being issues that might be stuck, that might be, you know, I just can't get a handle on that. Now, Anne, from just a little bit of numbers, remember I said I do 4 pages of numbers, just with a little bit that I have, I was able to work a lot of information through for her. She's a very powerful old soul, energetically. Old souls are shown in a chart by double numbers. And when I added her month, day, and year of birth together, I got 11-2 as her purpose. Her third lane of life, the year that she was born, added to a 22-4, which is that of a master builder. That is a master number. That is someone who has to think big, plan big, organize big, lead large projects, very confident. But in order to do that, Anne had to, in this lifetime, awaken to her intuition, which is where all the answers are within. She needed to go within, get in touch with her intuition, slow down her life enough, have her own quiet time enough by herself and not be in relationships, because I bet you a dollar to a donut, as my father used to say, that if I did a big reading for her, I would find the code 14-5. And that has to do with crutches, using emotional crutches in other lifetimes for various reasons, which we'll get into some other show. In relationships particularly. And this happens in a lot of people's charts, especially those with the number 3 floating around, because the number 3 has to do with your values. And Anne, and you, and I, and some other folks have to spend long periods of alone time sometimes to create our own happiness, our own life, our own self-love. And once we get that attitude adjustment that she's going through this year, and we get it internally, that I'm happy with or without you, then you've got it. And you don't need any more crutches anymore, because the universe is just, no crutches. And then in comes our balanced partner. I think, you know, if we play our cards right, folks, we just might get invited to Anne's wedding someday, with her karmic partner that's going to come in, because Anne has learned to love Anne. By all means, do check out my website, ElizabethSummers.com. Send me an email, tell me how you like the show, order my newsletter, and I would love to be able to help you with your life through readings. The time is coming for us to close our visit. Know that I am happy that all of you tuned in to visit with me. Each show that we do together, I try to empower you. And so until next time, know that I send you God's white light, His peace and His harmony. Know that I wish you all good things, and thank you for once again visiting with me in the magical world of numbers.